This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tonight at Arts Emerson, a play from the Chilean theater company Teatro Cinema opens. That's a scene from the production Plata Quemada. The theater company behind it is famous for its blending of film, illustration, and animation on stage. WBUR's Amelia Mason saw the play in January at Santiago Amil, an international theater festival in Chile. She has this report.
Lo había matado porque sí, porque odiaba la policía más que nada en el mundo.
On a small stage in a darkened theater in Chile, four men reenact a bank robbery in Argentina. One actor imitates the thrumming sound of a machine gun as he aims a volley of imaginary bullets. Another lies prone on the ground. Behind them, on a giant screen, the scene of carnage replays in stylized black and white. There are few props and almost no set pieces in this production of Plata Quemada, a bank heist noir based on a novel by the Argentine author Ricardo Piglia. Instead, projections propel the actors effortlessly through space and time. The illustrated images have the crisp, dynamic look of a graphic novel. In one scene, the robbers creep through a bank vault, which is rendered in the sketchy outline of a building schematic. As the image whirls around, the actors seem to step into the vault, even though the doorway is just a projection.
Una cárcel llena de dinero. Vence.
The next day, director Juan Carlos Zagal paces the now empty stage. The co-founder of Teatro Cinema explains through a translator how the company attempts to overcome the limitations of conventional theater. In a typical play, it takes time for the actors to exit and enter, and for the stage to be reset. But in Teatro Cinema's signature style, projections immerse the characters in virtual scenery and allow for a certain kind of freedom, Zagal explains, snapping his fingers for emphasis.
El actor aparece y desaparece en el tiempo y el espacio en forma instantánea como nosotros queramos.
The actor can appear and disappear on screen instantaneously, just like we do in our mind.
The projections mean Teatro Cinema can mimic film techniques like jump cuts, pans, and tracking shots. Which begs the question, if the play is so much like a film, why bother putting it on stage at all? Zagal says theater has something film doesn't.
El espectáculo vivo.
It's the live show.
Y el riesgo. Y el riesgo de estar presente.
And the risk of being present.
The risk of being present is especially palpable in Plata Quemada, which requires nonstop intensity from its small cast. It does have a sense of humor, though, like when the actors pause to critique the play. Arts Emerson commissioned the play, and it opens there this week, in Spanish with English subtitles. Arts Emerson artistic director David Dower says when he first saw Teatro Cinema a few years ago, he was impressed with more than just the company's unusual style.
The next thing was a kind of connection around just the deeply processed social urgency behind all of their work.
The novel that Plata Quemada is adapted from was published in 1997, and it's based on a real robbery that occurred in Argentina in 1965. Yet, when the production played at Santiago Amil in January, it crackled with the energy of Chile's political present. Since October, anti-government demonstrations have raged as Chileans protest economic inequality and the country's failing private pension system. In that context, the violent and desperate actions of Plata Quemada's characters took on a bigger meaning.
It's really about what happens in hopelessness, right? Lives that have zero chance of anything else become curdled and antisocial.
Zagal says the play, which pits a group of social outcasts against a corrupt police force, reflects the political issues in Chile today.
La violencia, la codicia, la corrupción.
Violence, greed, corruption.
El capitalismo.
Capitalism.
El desprecio por la vida humana.
And the fact that human life is despised.
Many of the social and political problems that Chileans are protesting, like economic injustice and police brutality, are top of mind for Americans, too. But how Boston audiences will relate to the themes in Plata Quemada remains to be seen. That's the thing about theater, and what Zagal calls the risk of being present. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.